Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, and it's Tuesday night. It is BlogInService Radio.com coming to you, and with a lot of love, a lot of joy, and intention for healing, not only ourselves, but our planet. It's a privilege to join you every week. Tuesdays we do BlogInService.com, and Wednesdays we do the Insight Hour on the internet at HealthyWorldDistributing.com. We've got too many websites going on these days. Anyway, I'm going to talk to you about tonight something extremely important and invite your phone calls. For those of you who would like to get engaged in this discussion, we'd like to give you a toll-free number to call. It's 888-268-4343. And we'll open the lines tonight with regard to your questions and if you've got any comments with regard to what's going on in the world today and how we see a salvation coming down the road here also with the greatest revelations that we've ever seen. That's the topic of my discussion tonight, is looking at all the exciting things that have been really happening on the brighter side of life, not the same old, hell on earth, what I call Babylon. And we're looking at the way in which we shall be physically spared if we've got ears to hear important truths that shall set us free, and the ways in which we should go about living our lives so that we're optimally protected. The Bible talks about it as sealed. Well, if you want to seal yourself in a holy, loving blessing and be protected as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing not even the avian flu, well, I'll tell you, this is the right program. You've tuned into the right place, right time. I want to thank Don at BlogInService.com for hosting this program, producing the program, engineering the program. He's kind of like a guy after my own heart, chief cook and bottle washer, same here. And I want to thank also Dr. Fred Bell, who joined us last hour and was instrumental in bringing me on to BlogInService.com. And then I want to thank also Dwayne Robbins, who I'm sure is listening and may call in to give us a report if he's got something important or urgent on his heart and mind. And Dwayne is, I want to thank as a sponsor, LifeWave organization, LifeWave LLC, awesome technology, non-lethal, non-detrimental, low-risk, efficacious in delivering all sorts of wonderful things, including everything from energy and weight loss to inducing comfortable sleep without drugs. And it's a new technology that if you haven't read about or heard about, you might want to check it out. It's simply water that's been impregnated with energy and amino acids that vibrate, and there are sugars that vibrate in that water. And anyway, I want to also thank our sponsor, HealthyWorldDistributing.com. And you can get all of the books and tapes that I've done on that website. There's also a lot of healthcare products that I would highly encourage you to investigate to be an informed consumer and choose what's smart, what's right, what's non-lethal, what's highly effective and low cost to maintain your and your family's health, particularly your children's health. Everybody is increasingly at risk, we are told. And I think just the opposite. If you're smart and if you use wisdom, you do the right thing, you can make your temple, your body temple, impregnable against the infectious diseases of today and those tomorrow too. In fact, there's nothing that the beast and those people who are making money off of humanity's suffering can throw at you or wield that can pierce your powerful Holy Spirit filled temple if you bring it on home, if you let that flow. And there are some certain keys to doing that I'd like to just get into a little bit tonight with a review of some of the press releases and the exciting things that have been happening over the last couple of weeks with the publication last weekend, the premiere of Walk on Water. Walk on Water, folks, is my latest of 15 books. It's the most important book I've written and really kind of like that I've produced that I've read. It brought tears to my eyes reading it, and for those of you who have been listening to me over the last couple of weeks and months, me sharing about this book, I honestly have to tell you, I really have very little to do with the book. In my humble opinion, I was directly guided, clearly by angels, and one angel in particular who I think is very vitally important in this project is identified in the book of Revelation. In fact, you can go into Revelation and read about the angel that holds the key of David and shares that information and directs the revelations that hold the key that opens doors that no man can close. And extremely urgent revelations having to do with the sealing, the electromagnetic bio-spiritual protection among those who have the ears to hear this kind of truth and the reality and the heart wide enough opened with love to receive the true blessings of divine power and glory that's coming into us for free. In fact, it's not totally for free. You don't get it unless you have faith and trust in the big boss with the big hot sauce. You got faith and trust in the Creator, and sometimes that's challenging. You have to give up some things to have that, to lay it all on our Creator and have faith and trust in the process. Like the Bible says, the steps of the righteous, that's right standingness, are ordered. And with the book Walk on Water, that right standingness or righteousness and divine law is laid out so beautifully and clearly. And it represents the mathematical matrix of the universe. So that you're either standing righteously or right standing within the law of the universe. That is, you're not inflicting negative karmic actions and reactions within your own blessed evolution. You're literally simply following the synchronicities and the steps of the righteous that are laid out by the big boss and his angelic forces. You know, there's so much bad negativity in the world today, and so many people focused on that. You know, there's a balance in nature, and so we have to begin to question, where is the good hiding out? Who's got, you know, the monopoly on all the good news? Well, it's basically, I don't have a monopoly on it, neither does anybody, but it is there, it's clear, and it's awesomely empowering as a human being to become a superhuman being inspired by this truth, the greatest revelations, I feel, of all time. In Earth's recorded history, I feel these revelations are. I haven't seen. I mean, I do a lot of studies, and I do a lot of work. I do a lot of research. For those of you who are not familiar with my work, I'm the author of 15 books. I have one, soon to have three national bestsellers. I am a health scientist. I am Harvard-trained, Harvard-degreed in public health. Beyond my doctor of medical dentistry, I taught dentists and physicians at students at Tufts University School of Medicine and School of Dental Medicine, histology, that's microanatomy. So I've done my homework. I have about 35, 36 scientific peer-reviewed publications besides my 15 books, probably 24 video, DVD, CD programs. We've saved thousands of lives over the years. We've been doing this since 1978. The first publication of Tetrahedron Publishing Group was back in 1978. We've been doing this a long time. And the fact is that the great news that we're heralding now, I've never seen anything like it, and it's not, as I say, not me as the source. It's divine intervention, and it's angelic magnificence that directs this intelligence. And that's what I wanted to share with you. The beginning, the first press release we sent out in the last couple weeks with regard to heralding the book Walk on Water is titled New Intelligent Design Evidence Underlies Theories of Evolution. In the news in this week, as a recap, and I was not able to join you last week because I was lecturing first Toronto last weekend, as well as then en route to the University of Southern Oregon to give the Walk on Water presentation that we filmed in front of the audience. It was live. It was a very good presentation. I'm a little more critical than most people. I recognize that I was a little tired, but the information came out very clear, very smoothly. And if you get the DVD, Walk on Water DVD, you'll see that you'll be highly blessed by the information and the revelations therein. But the intelligent design issue came up this past week. Made the news. In essence, you have the New York Times decreeing that all of the creationists have been led astray, that a new fish was found. A fish, an ancient fish, you see, that had a semblance of fins for legs and somehow was a big fish, walked its way out of the ocean and got stuck in mud, covered over the millennia, and they just dug it up. And they decreed that that was the missing link, the absolute missing link proof in the theory of evolution of the species, how we evolved from the sea as fish. Well, you know, folks, you know, I've seen the manipulation of science over the years. I've seen, for example, what's heralded in headline news, such as in the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, which is typically the mouthpiece of the Central Intelligence Agency, that those newspapers herald things that the scientific literature that they're talking about doesn't even say. In fact, if we were to dig up the study that was published that they were discussing in the Journal of Nature, I believe it was, then you would find that indeed the conclusions drawn were not those of the scientists. They're simply the spin doctors. The spin doctors in the mainstream media who wield the manipulations of the populations so that the agendas can continue. And in this particular case, it's a blinding agenda, because so long as you don't know creationism, so long as you don't understand the incredible holy spiritual power, the anointing of the great creator of this universe and the mathematical laws and the physics and even science, now it's proved it. And I'm going to be sharing some of that today. The book Walk on Water does a great job at that. But as long as you don't know that, if that information is hidden from you, buried, secreted, and you think instead that you have evolved as a fish out of the sea, then you could be kept and prohibited from experiencing your full divine spirituality and destiny as a superhuman being, not a dumbed-down, mind-control slave of the global military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel that conducts genocide in the name of public health and U.S. national security. That's right. The bad news lies therein. And if you are smart, you'll turn that damn television off. You'll turn off stations that give you nothing but propaganda, which is far and away the mainstream media. And you'll turn on stations like BBSRadio.com and listen to folks like Dr. Fred Bell and others who are joining this organization to bring truth and sanity back to our planet. What a loony place in which we're living. There's the bad news. Yeah, but there's great news, and we're at the forefront because of the angelic forces and divine direction in heralding the great news. So that's what I would recommend, is turn off the bad news and turn on the great news. So the intelligent design issue is in the news this week, and in fact, intelligent design underlies the theory of evolution, assuming, if we were to assume, that the science regarding evolution of the species was even accurate. And there's a great likelihood that most of it, as I have mentioned, is hogwash. But let's assume, just for the sake of arguing, that it's all accurate. That it's evolution is occurring, DNA is being modified by nature, as well as by man, of course. But we are evolving physically in the context of survival of the fittest. Over the millennia, we crawled out of the ocean, let's assume, and we became these upstanding human beings that most of us, unfortunately, are deaf, dumb, and blind to what's really going down on the planet. But let's assume that that was accurate. Still in all, the evidence that we are advancing in the book Walk on Water, the mathematical matrix of the universe, and the core creative frequencies of creationism, that is, the creator's technology to develop and bless, essentially uplift and manifest everything physical. That's the subject matter that I'd like to discuss with you tonight, again, in review of, or at least summary of what's in the book, Walk on Water, that I'm highly encouraging you. If these words are touching your heart, if these words are consistent with your thoughts and your desire to do great deeds, then help us get this incredibly important information out, because people are in need of the good news. People are in dire need, physically in jeopardy. Salvation of the human body and spirit is right now being threatened, and that we have the opportunity and the Creator's blessing and the Creator's moving the forces of the spiritual renaissance to our aid. That's the essence, the core of the great news, is that there is such a massive force of loving energy. And we're going to talk about love as being the core creative frequency. That's a tone. That is a key. It's the key of David that opens the door that no man can close to the loving spirit-filled universe. And that heavenly throne issued love is directly at the core of our hearts, and that's resonating and uplifting us. And ultimately, if that is something that you can feel comfortable with, in fact, beyond that, beyond feeling comfortable, if that's something you can get excited about, and you're wondering about your own life and whether your own life has meaning, and whether your 9-to-5 job is going to be totally satisfying to you, I would highly encourage you, if you have any question in that regard, to look for the greatest challenge and the greatest blessing, the greatest opportunity that the planet has ever seen, that you listening tonight can play a major role in evolving and developing and having it come to fruition. You know, we talk about the steps of the righteous being ordered, and that ye shall know them by the fruit of the labor. Well, the good news is if you're right standing in the heavenly blessing and you're fulfilling your divine destiny, your unique calling, and bringing your unique skills and talents and giftings to bear on your life and your friends' lives, your family's lives, your children's lives, then what's going to happen is that your fruit, the fruit of your labor, is going to be greatly sweet. It's going to be awesome. And so that's the purpose, and the great opportunity exists in us joining hands and hearts as loving human beings, as holy children, divine children, literally of a divine family. And that as we join our hearts and hands and we march triumphantly into declaring the great news, declaring what the revelations are that prove that we are spiritual beings, that medicine, for example, is insane, it's barbaric, and the way in which people are being slaughtered and slain in the concentration camps of today, which are the hospitals and the healthcare centers, those huge monuments in the cities that we see now, high rises, housing the people who simply have lost faith, been deceived, and are no longer even aware of bioenergy and the whole spirituality and how that has a huge impact on people's health. You know, again, we're going to talk about, I mentioned before, we're going to talk about further tonight, the heart, your center frequency, your core creative frequency of love that resonates in your heart. How many people in your family, I've seen it in mine, have died when a spouse or a loved one has passed away? And that stress, that pain, that heartache, that little damage to the loving heart was sufficient to cause that person's will to give up their own lives. I saw that happen with my grandfather. I saw that happen with my mother in her life. Simply, it was not appropriate for them to live anymore, because the purpose of their lives, to love and care and share for another loved one, suddenly disappeared. And they went home. Home, it is said, is where the heart is. Home is where the heart is. Tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about the revelations in Walk on Water, that the core of the universal frequency, the seat of the heavenly throne out of which all of the frequencies emanate, virtual love songs being played by the master conductor, master composer of the universal orchestra, singing love songs, a universal symphony uplifting virtually every species simultaneously. What a masterful creator we have. And the core of that orchestra, the centerpiece of it, is the 528 hertz frequency of love. You know, on April 22nd, I don't know if you'll get a chance to listen to Coast to Coast Live, Coast to Coast Live with Ian, Hey, Don, I got a frog in my throat. Coast to Coast Live with Ian Pernett is going to be interviewing me for 3 hours, Saturday night, April 22nd, on more than 250 AM station affiliates nationwide. We're going to be talking about, for 3 hours, Walk on Water, and I'm heralding it tonight. Tell all your friends and family to listen in. It's going to be an awesome history-making program, because the book itself is history-making, and the revelations are monumental. But the 528 hertz frequency, I have asked Ian if he would be able to play for us the solfeggio tones about which I'm speaking tonight. The original musical scale was called the ancient solfeggio. That's the original musical scale. For those who haven't listened to this program, in the beginning, you remember from Genesis, the Bible, you had the Creator, you had the Word, and you had the water. And it was the Word on water that created everything, even light versus darkness. And what is word but sound? What is sound but electromagnetic frequencies? What's that? Simply mathematics. Mathematics through which we can begin to decipher and understand the whole field of physics. Physics, the nature of reality, the physical hard mass and energy conversions, the mathematical formulas by which our greatest geniuses of these last couple centuries, particularly, we're talking about Nikola Tesla, Albert Einstein, the physicists who studied mathematics, who understood and felt the truth about the Creator's laws and tried in their own ways to benefit and bless humanity instead of having it be cursed by a military industrial complex that took their creations and made them hideous weapons of mass destruction. So the intelligent design issue comes down to an understanding that at the core of creation, there is a mathematical formula. In fact, it's a matrix, a mathematical matrix of the universe. And that is really what we herald in the book Walk on Water. The mathematics has been developed by a mathematics genius, an expert in math named Marco Rodin. I review his work, brilliant work, in the book Walk on Water. I review the work, awesome, incredible work, having been done by Nassim Haramein, a physicist who took Einstein's field equations. To take Einstein's field equations and then add in the factoring in of torque, spin, velocity, and then come out with a grand unification theory of the universe and the structure of our entire universe as a figure eight, a double toroidal structure that's spinning through this mathematical matrix that keeps it spinning. That is awesome. You've got to be an incredible genius to do that, and that's what Nassim Haramein is. So the book Walk on Water heralds their brilliant work and shows you how it is that they all fit together. And we share with you this press release, as I mentioned, begins with your proposed evolution from fish or apes as a natural selection based on survival of the fittest just suffered a mathematical meltdown. In fact, that's exactly what Nassim Haramein's work shows, what Marco Roden's math proves. But in the new book, by yours truly, we reveal the intelligent design of the universe that is certain and determined by hard, cold science, the science of mathematics, which never lies. One and one is always two, unless you're George H.W. Bush and family. Science now proves that certain facts about species selection and evolution without providing the underlying mechanism driving the entire process. New evidence from the fields of mathematics and physics published in Walk on Water indeed prove that life, like the cosmos, follows mathematical laws and frequency wave patterns. Thus, intelligent design is both biblically certified and scientifically validated. Now, by integrating recent revelations from the fields of mathematics, physics, and water science and comparing these with Bible code determinations of the original musical scale that we came out with in 1999 with the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. In fact, every natural healing professional, physician who's engaged in alternative medicine, musicians particularly, should engage this book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, wherein we provided the Bible code revelations secreted for 3,000 years, put into the Bible by my great ancestors, the ancient Levite priests. When they translated the original Torah into the Greek Septuagint, they put in the verse numbers to the Bible. It wasn't there in the Torah. It wasn't there in the original scriptures. They put in the verse numbers. And in the verse numbers, in chapter 7 of the book of Numbers, verses 12 through 83, we show you the original musical scale, the codes of the frequencies of sound, that's hertz, that's cycles per second of sound, that are the original miraculous musical scale. The third note, by the way, is do re mi or ut re mi, me, M-I, mir gestorum in Latin. Miracles in English. In fact, 5 plus 2 plus 8, that's 528 hertz frequency. If you add that, like in the ancient mystery school Pythagorean mathematics, you go 5 plus 2 is 7 plus 8 is 15. Then you add the 1 and 5 and from 15 and you get 6. You ever hear of me 6? Yes, you have. MI6, British Secret Service. You've just determined how it is that the world's globalists, the Gestapo for an intelligence agency for the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel, the directors of the Illuminati from the Windsor House of Windsor and the royalty of Europe, Europe's top elite, the oligarchy, how they got their intelligence agency named MI6 was because of this revelation of the original musical scale and the Pythagorean mathematics underlying it. And again, it was secreted because it reveals the most powerful truth of all, that you are in the divine family. You are a holy, spirit-filled child of the Creator. You are awesome in your design and development and incredibly empowered if you have the heart opened wide enough to receive the full anointed blessing. That's the source of the power of the universe, and you have the power to bring it full blast into your heart and soul so that your spirit and body resonates with that awesome power of divinity. And from that perspective, not only are you impregnable against the infectious diseases and the physical malices, but you have the opportunity to lay your hands and fill the hearts of those who are not as fortunate as you. People who are sick and ailing, you have the power to heal. Certainly be helpful. And so that is the greatest knowledge secreted, is that you are a holy child of the Creator. Incredibly powerful. Now, that doesn't make a lot of money for those who are interested in power, financial wealth, profiteering off of humanity's suffering, and optimal population control. Power. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Now you're talking about the universe's most evil forces have literally manipulated the divine human beings, the superhuman beings, to become dumbed down mind control slaves. People who think that they've just got to pop their magic pills to cure every ill. You gotta turn that television on and drink that beer and get off on all the sexual images and the violence that is all around us by evil design. What an agenda. Excuse me for not participating. Excuse me for shutting it off and shutting it out, because that is loony. The reality, the greater message, tremendous hope, is that these revelations that we're sharing in the book Walk on Water are going to make a huge difference on this planet, simply for those who have ears to hear. That's sufficient. In fact, we only need to touch a critical mass. We only need to get to the 100th monkey. We only need to have 144,000, says the Bible, sing a new song, a song based on the original musical scale, to move us back in time spiritually so that we reunite with our great Creator in heart, soul, and might, that we are uplifted as the divine human family and fulfill what the Messiah, Yeshua, said, that you will do more than what I have done. You know, the greatest challenge of that lies, falls on the shoulders of the Christian community. For all the Christian prophets have decreed that we are now engaged in the end times, are we not? You have the biblical prophecies of the wars, the rumors of wars, the weather changes, hideous climatic changes. And you have the great plagues, the end times plagues that are decimating the populations, certainly according to the global industrialist depopulation agenda that they published, the desire to reduce the world's populations by at least two-thirds. In the United States, it's been published in several different periodicals, including Council on Foreign Relations published journal, the most esteemed political periodical in the world, called Foreign Affairs, full-page advertisement decreeing the urgency to reduce the United States' population from 280 million approximately down to 125 million. That's more than 50%, isn't it? So that is the issue, and that is why you're seeing all these frights, the avian flu coming at you. Why you see the anthrax being mailed by the Central Intelligence Agency. You know, great song. I'm not usually into rap. Typically, I don't like rap music, primarily because if either the messages are extremely negative or you can't understand the words. But there's a brilliant song. I would highly recommend everybody get it. It's by the group Black Eyed Peas. It's called Where is the Love? And it begins by declaring that terrorism is alive and well in the United States, as sponsored by the Central Intelligence Agency. Clearly, the records show that the CIA oversees not only your Centers for Disease Control, they've published that. All of our disease recommendations are really under the thumb of the Central Intelligence Agency, that, by the way, if you've studied your various publications from esteemed and reliable sources, you would realize that MI6, who I spoke of earlier, controls Central Intelligence Agency on behalf of the global elite, the European banksters, talking about Rothschild and family et al., that funded Rockefeller's rise to financial wealth, but also the royalty of Europe. These are the directors of MI6, ultimately CIA, and what it is that we receive in our mainstream media, why it is that independent, allegedly independent news sources, all the networks, ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox, all of them carry the same news every night. How come that is? Because it's an agenda. Wake up. Wake up. So you begin to realize that the agenda is unfolding for the purpose of denying you your birthright, your full empowered spirituality. So that now, by integrating the revelations from the fields of mathematics, physics, and water science, and comparing these with the Bible code determinations of the original musical scale, we have proof, absolute proof, that physical reality, nature, our entire cosmos crystallizes, precipitates, and manifests from sound, that is, frequencies of mathematics on water. We are manifesting, as is the entire universe, be it a rock or be it a living creature, by the way of sacred geometry, being cymatically, that is, spiritually through sound, affected into the physicality, that shape of the various sacred geometric forms, particularly the magnificent six-sided hexagonal shape, crystal clustered water molecule that the Creator told you, in fact, was his name, I am that I am. He said that I am the tetragrammaton. It's related to the tetrahedron. It's the structure of water. And in fact, in its various forms in three dimensions, the water molecules intertwine to create Solomon's seal, which the dictionary Webster's tells you is an amulet. It's a sacred geometric six-sided star structure specifically used for the purpose of a protection against infectious diseases and reducing fevers and inflammatory reactions. That's Webster's dictionary declares that that's the original use of the Star of David. Why? The key of David is 528 hertz frequency. Again, miracle six. Six-sided hexagonal shaped star, the Star of David, that David took in battles with him. Don't forget, folks, if you think that the world is in tragic shape and there's no hope, remember back to the story of King David. Before he was king, he was just a young man, and he was sent out to fight the Hebrews' greatest nemesis, a giant named Goliath. And that from one small stone hurled through space, through the air, hitting Goliath directly where it's the most powerful spiritual center, that's the pineal gland, right in the forehead, right where the Bible tells you that you and I need to be sealed in order to be protected in the end times against all of the biospiritual warfare that's coming down on this planet right now, including those created biological and energetic manipulations through the cell phone towers and the cell phones and the Project HARPS and the electromagnetic frequency devices currently launched into space and being activated from space to affect everything from the weather to your genetic manipulations. All of that, to be sealed, you've got to get something going on in your forehead, right? The pineal gland. That's your central processing station for energetics, bioenergetics, biospirituality, and energy. And that's where, that's the gland, for example, that the whales and the dolphins and the migrating birds use to get their bearings straight as they travel thousands of miles migrating without a road map. That's their internal biospiritual roadmap. That's what King David hit and felled Goliath, the Hebrews' greatest nemesis. So it was in the days of old that those that bore the shield, the six-sided hexagonal star, that amulet of sacred geometric form reflecting the Creator's own name, the divinity, that amulet and that power, most importantly, open, loving heart, that is what it is that not only is going to be our salvation, our sealing, but also that is what is going to be useful in felling the greatest nemesis of Earth's history, the Illuminati. So, in fact, we don't need to take up arms like King David did in this particular case. The End Times Act, last act, is currently unfolding. And the frequency emanations from the heavenly throne, just like these revelations coming from heaven, are so awesome and so overpowering that people who hearts closed, not just their minds closed, but their hearts closed to this magnificent spiritual renaissance blessing, this frequency of love, the 528 hertz frequency, as this is hastening the end times we are in. There's a spiritual renaissance that's hastening. Case in point, examples are all over. Just talk to people. From the cabbie that picks you up on the street to the plumber that comes to your house and fixes your plumbing. Talk to people. Find out whether or not they've experienced the same thing that I have, that all my friends have, that Dwayne Robbins has, that all the colleagues that were associated with this program has, that Don is the engineer and director, producer of Blog In Service, that Dr. Fred Bell has had. Same thing, over and over again, common experience for everyone. Do you need science to prove it anymore? It's empirically sound. It's over and over happening. It is called the synchronicities of the spiritual renaissance, whereby you're thinking of something, someone, you're working on special projects, and miraculously they're coming into your lives. Big miracles, bigger miracles alike are happening for you. Little prayers now are manifesting really fast if you're tuned in, if your heart's open. And so you are the righteous, you are the ones who have given your faith and trust over to a great grand creator. You're the ones who are living the full life, the spiritual life. You're not on planet Earth anymore, just being on it. You're not of it anymore. I'm sorry. You're no longer just on the planet. You're no longer of it anymore. You can't relate, in other words, to the manipulations and the mind control and the gross deceptions and the genocide. That's, in fact, the iatro genocide, the physician-induced, pharmaceutical drug-induced mass murdering of populations. You can't even relate to that, nor can I anymore. The alternative is what we're talking about. Waking up, tuning out mainstream, giving up on Babylon, creating a community and a family that's self-sustaining, that lives within nature, within the bounds of the laws of nature, and that is ultimately self-sustaining and totally rational, makes complete sense. You know, there's also the concept of living a pseudo-life versus a real life. You know, this whole Babylonian culture in which we live, the whole concept of having to go to school, get your degrees, wake up in the morning at the alarm clock, rush off, and go to work so that you can make simply enough money to barely pay the bills, compared to the way that the wealthiest aristocracy in the global oligarchy live, is a complete different reality. When you have to run around paying your taxes, getting enough money simply to keep the government well fed and off your back, the bottom line is that there's a better world to be created. And we're in the process of creating it. And the revelations that we're talking about are part of that evolutionary process to getting out of the culture that is demeaning to who you are as a Holy Spirit-filled child of the Creator. It's completely unsatisfactory to what our goals and purposes are in sharing and caring and loving and having a real relationship. And that's why I bring it up, because it's really a pseudo-reality. You know what's a real reality? A real reality and you know, you might laugh. Some of you might not have the ears to hear this, but this is the truth. It is not real to be sitting in front of a video display terminal and have a virtual reality when you turn on your television set and you live vicariously in the lives of these movie stars and Hollywood creatures. It's not a real reality. If you study the behavioral science literature like I have, Bandura studied his work a lot. If you search the term Bandura, you'll come up with about 350 scientific publications in the very solid behavioral sciences that teach us that far greater than parents, teachers, or peers in our behavior, in our thinking, in our habits, is the media. And when you realize that we're living a pseudo-life, that really you can only get that sense when you put your hands in the soil and you begin to watch nature as its miracles unfold. And you see seeds blossom into these magnificent spiraled creations that pop out into these glorious, blessed colors, vibrating to the heart flow frequencies of divinity. And you realize that's real life. We're living a vicarious life. We're living a pseudo-existence, particularly divorced it is for manipulative reasons from our spiritual reality, our spiritual truth. The fact is that we're in communion with nature. That is the non-stressful way of being. Stress, as you know, we've covered extensively on this and previous programs, on the Inside Hour and other programs that I've done. We're talking about the Healing Celebrations book. We talk about stress being a body temple acidifier. Makes your body chemistry turn acid from alkaline, and then you become a breeding ground for bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, all sorts of cancers, arthritic conditions, neurological impairments, all of these problems that our contemporary society has. The greatest killers, the chronic ailments of today, are all associated with hypoxia, low oxygen, and hyperacidity. And that's what stress causes. Stress, you don't breathe. Your chest is caved in. You can't stand it because the world's been banging at your heart. People have been telling you you're fat and you're ugly and you're stupid for so long, and you buy into it. That's a whole cult. It's a traumatic culture in which we live, where our shoulders round out as our body postures get bent over. And in that rounded shoulders, forward head posture, caved in chest state, we no longer breathe like normal beings. Respiration, re-spiritualization, inspiration. The Creator told you his name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, means to breathe, is to exist. That means oxygen, element number 8, by no accident. The infinity sign, the Creator's mathematical number, 8, is oxygen. And under stress, you get hypoxic. You lose your creative connection. You lose your inspiration. Your Holy Spirit flies away. In fact, the whole concept of being in your head versus your heart, notice your lungs surround your heart. The lungs are what brings the oxygen in to deliver through the heart to all the red blood cells that feed all the other cells that heavenly blessing, that spiritual element number 8. But under stress, you see, you don't breathe as much. Your body turns hypoxic, low oxygen, as well as hyperacidity. And in that state, you become a victim of the Illuminati. They've built their temples for you in the main cities of this great, once great nation, I should say. The concentration camps of yesteryear are today's hospitals and nursing homes and health centers. They call it health maintenance, when in fact it's pharmaceutical indulgence. And all it is drug side effects inducing more and more sickness. Indeed, Centers for Disease Control is aptly named. They control your diseases. They offer you all of the magic pills and potions that the FDA allows you to have, but then violates your ability to get the natural botanicals, the sustenance that our Creator has blessed us with freely from the earth. So the reality is that we can remain in that cult or come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her plagues. What a true prophecy and prescription that was by Yeshua. That was Jesus' real name. Yeshua means Yah saves. Indeed, that's the reality. Well, that's about it. I want to thank Don from Blog In Service for hosting this program, for bringing the Insight Hour to you live every Tuesday night. I'm currently on the Pacific Northwest, and I'll be back next week from Hawaii, the island of Hawaii, where we've got the steam vent in and health retreat. You want to check out the magnificent place the Creator's blessed us with there. You've got some need to lose some weight. You want to come out. We're hosting a fat farm for all you fat people who want to lose some weight and regain your spiritual blessing, your full anointing. Come out and do some of the work I've just been talking about. Side by side, we'll till the soil. We'll reap the harvest from these magnificent fruit trees that are just literally dropping sustenance off of the trees. And we've got the most magnificent place. Check it out on www.steamventin.com. Steam, steamventin.com. And if you want to see something exciting, check out, do a /off of that and do Breath of the Earth with underscores between those two words, four words. Breath, _of_the_earth. That's what it is that's pouring out of 150 to 200 active steam vents. We just got the beautiful, magnificent crystalline structures from the world-famous Dr. Masaru Emoto. He sent us the crystalline structures, the six-sided and other hexagonal structures that we show you is the breath of the earth that we are blessed to breathe and drink on the Big Island of Hawaii. Check out also the books that we've produced and the healthcare products I highly endorse and recommend. Critical Time in History, Prepare Your Temple to Defend Itself Against the Current and Coming Plagues. Go to www.healthyworlddistributing.com to order. There's a toll-free number. You can order the book Walk on Water we've been discussing tonight by calling 888-508-4787. That's toll-free across the United States. Toll-free in Canada as well. And it is 888-508-4787. I think we're at the top of the hour. Don, bless you. Love you. Fred Bell, thanks for listening. Love you too, brother. Talk to you soon. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Don't forget, tomorrow, Wednesday, the Inside Hour. See you then. Bye for now.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a bloginservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.